Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey everyone, I want to tell you about the hilarious new podcast, Baby, This is Kiki Palmer. Kiki Palmer is a former child star and Emmy Award-winning actress, singer, producer, and Virgo. She has a lot of burning questions that keep her up at night. For instance, remember Tom from MySpace? Remember that guy with the smile and that little white t-shirt? What happened to him?
Kiki is putting friends, celebrities, family, and some of the hottest experts in the hot seat to ask them the real questions we want to know, like, is OnlyFans only bad? Has Monet's only got one fan? She's only one fan. Has dating changed in the digital age? Where would former child stars be if they weren't actors?
These are the questions running through Kiki's mind, and she's letting us all in on it. Because on Baby, This is Kiki Palmer, no topic is off limits. I'm about to play a clip from Baby, This is Kiki Palmer. While you're listening, follow Baby, This is Kiki Palmer wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, Prime members, you can listen early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Now, I'll be honest. Y'all didn't ask me this, but I will definitely, you know, let this out. So I dated someone, and I found out that someone that they dated was on OnlyFans. I wanted to see what mama was working with. That was my only time.
Oh, so you're emotionally self-cutting on OnlyFans.
I was emotionally self-cutting. I was like, how great is she? You know, like how hard do I have to work at this moment in time?
Okay, so you checking out the ex.
I was checking out the ex on OnlyFans.
Okay, so now what was that? Well, how did you think when you went to
check? She was very sexy. It was a bad decision.
Were you impressed?
I was impressed. It was a bad decision for me.
Did you learn anything?
I didn't learn anything. You know what? Because I didn't get the exclusive content, but I'm sure if I had did a little extra, I could have gotten the exclusive, but she was very adorable. It was a sad day. That's when you do too much.
Well,
too
let
much
that digging. Be a lesson to you to not chase after the ex, because they are an ex for a reason.
Exactly, Mom. And it wasn't because of her body.
Okay.
It must have been her mind, because she was hot.
Which is even worse. Gotta be.
I know. Okay, so I'll tell you guys what I like about OnlyFans is, so first of all, when I went to Amsterdam, obviously we all know this about Amsterdam, the red light district. Yeah. And I don't know if I'm using the proper term, if they say sex workers or what, anybody that does sexually explicit content or that's how they make their money. I always felt, dang, why is that such a difficult thing in America? Why is it so unsafe and so hard for people to be? If this is the kind of content, people want this kind of content.
They really do.
Why can't we have a system that supports them to be able to do it safely?
Yeah.
So for me, I like it, you know, because OnlyFans is like a very exclusive pimp. And I really feel like it's safe. I just feel like it's safe. So I love that because that's something I was always curious about. I ask a lot of questions about a lot of stuff. I'm like, hey, well, if it's okay here, why isn't okay there? Mm. So I like OnlyFans for being able to create a safe way for these type of content creators to be able to do their content and make their money directly, where they don't have to cut it too much with a middleman and all this other stuff. So that's what I love.
Well, like you were saying with Pornhub or any other porn site, I mean, that's the site that makes money, and especially with the more amateur or
it makes money. How does Pornhub make money? I don't pay them nothing. Pay them nothing.
It has to be free.
I'm in it free. I look for free porn.
I know that's right, Mom.
I be like, free porn. I don't pay anything.
Let me right click on this. So this is a story she knows. This is not new, but this is when I first realized that my mom and I were alike, and that my mom is a regular woman just like the rest of us that likes a little porn every now and then.
Sure.
My little brother, he comes up to me, he's like, I went on mom's computer and I accidentally pushed the history and it said big black cocks.
Sharon, well done.
I like big black cocks.
I know Sharon. We can get the rights to that. Call legal.
First of all, I'm like, Mom.
Hey, you're allowed to sing three lines.
So, Mom, what would you do if I became an OnlyFans creator? I mean, I'm not telling you what kind of content I would do, but how would you feel if I became an OnlyFans content creator? Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Baby, This is Keke Palmer early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.